Hey.
Mm. Hey.
Sorry I'm late. Did I miss anything?
Well, Jelly stuffing 15 Oreos in his mouth.
15? Your personal best. Ooh, ooh.
So, where were you?
Oh, on a date. Yeah, I met this girl on the train going to a museum upstate.
Oh, yeah? How did
you
meet her?
Which museum? No, ask her who's.
Okay, it was just me and her at the back of the train, and I sat near the door, so she'd have to pass by me if she wanted to, like, switch cars. She was totally at my mercy.
Were you so late because you were burying this woman?
No, I'm getting back now because she lives in Poughkeepsie. She seems really great, but she's, like, 2.5 hours away.
How can she be great if she's from Poughkeepsie? Okay, that joke would have killed in Albany.
Done. I did it. Who's stupid now, huh?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job is chosen, so the love got the old way. Like you're always stuck in second gear. When it happens in your day, come on, open your ears. But I'll be there for you.
They're lighting the big Christmas tree tonight.
That paper's 2 weeks old.
All right, who keeps leaving old newspapers in the trash? I really wanted to take Kathy to this. I can't believe I missed it.
Hey, you know, at least you have somebody to mess that stuff with. I hate being alone this time of year. Next thing you know, it'll be Valentine's Day, then my birthday, then bang! Before you know it, they're lighting that damn tree again. I want somebody. You know, I want a man. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a big relationship, you know. Just like a fling would be great.
Really? I didn't think girls ever just wanted a fling.
Well, let me tell you something. It's been a long time since I've been flung.
Well, I know what I'm giving you for Christmas.
You know what? There's some nice guys in my office. You want me to set you up?
Yeah. Wait a minute. It's been a long time that I've been single. How come you've never offered this before?
Well, I have a girlfriend. I'm happy. So I no longer feel the need to go out of my way to stop others from being happy.
Okay. No accountants. Oh, and no one from, like, legal. I don't like guys with boring jobs.
Oh, and Ross was like, what, a lion tamer?
Hey. Everybody at the restaurant still hates me.
Oh.
I thought I was making headway. Everyone was smiling at me all day. And then I get off work and find out that they wrote this on my chef's hat. Hey, maybe they meant to write quiet, bitch. Hey, honey, what's the matter?
Fine, just trying to be nice.
I have not been picked on this much since I was in kindergarten, and they had to bring in someone from junior high to do the seesaw with me.
Oh.
I mean, they're trying to do everything they can to make me quit. If there were any other job, I would, but this is something I've been waiting for my whole life.
Well, wait a minute, you're the boss. Why don't you just yell at them or fire them?
Oh, I would love to, but I can't. I just can't. You know I'm not good at confrontation.
Hey, you know what you could do? I remember reading about this director, I think it was Orson Welles, who at the beginning of a movie would hire somebody just so he could fire them in front of everybody. Then they would all know who was boss.
Hey, come on, I'm not doing anything. Why don't you fire me?
That's a good idea. Do you know how to waiter?
Good enough to get fired.
All right. You're hired.
Hey.
Oh.
That must be why I got fired last week. Does this Orson Welles guy direct Burger King commercials?
Yes. I say, Drew, are you seeing anybody right now? I'm not asking for me. I'm not gay. I'm not asking you out. I'm not gay.
I didn't think you were gay. I do now.
See, my friend Rachel, she wants to be set up.
You know, I just got out of a big relationship. I'm not looking for anything serious.
Oh, well, you know, that might be okay, even if it was just kind of a fling. That might be all right with Rachel.
Whoa. Is this hot Rachel that you took to the Christmas party? Rachel?
Oh, by the way, that is her full name.
Oh, wow. I'm free for her. Wait a second. I didn't say I wasn't free.
Hey, Chandler, why don't we talk this over at the Ranger game tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. You know, I just got a box of Cubans. Maybe I bring them by your office around 5?
Well, that's a little later than I generally care to stay, but sure.
Maybe before the game, we can enjoy some 8-year-old small batch Basil Havens.
Well, I don't really know what that is, but let's.
Hey, you guys, I'm writing a holiday song for everyone. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah. Oh,
Happy Hanukkah, Monica. May your Christmas be snowy, Joey. Happy New Year, Chandler and Ross. Spin the dreidel, Rachel. Thanks, that's great.
Oh, yay.
But, you know, Rachel doesn't have a dreidel. I know, but it's so hard. Nothing rhymes with your stupid name.
What are you talking about? Lots of things rhyme with Rachel. Bagel, mayo, jail, bail, cable, maypole.
All good, thanks. Do you maybe have, like, a nickname that's easier to rhyme?
Didn't your dad used to call you Pumpkin?
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin, yeah. But did he ever call you, like, Budolph?
Hello, children.
Hey.
Hi.
Have I got the 50 guys for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I just showed them this picture of you, and guys are throwing themselves at me. They're buying me drinks. They're giving me stuff. Next night?
Sure. Where are the seats?
Wherever. I've got, like, 20.
So will I like any of these guys?
But you know what? I'm going to play the field just a little bit more.
Sure.
Guys are signing over their 401ks to me.
You work with robots?
Yes. Okay, there is this one guy, Patrick. I think you're going to like him. He's really nice. He's funny. He's a swimmer.
Oh, I like swimmers' bodies.
Oh, yes, and his father invented that magnetic strip on credit cards.
Oh, I like credit cards.
See, not bad at this fixing up thing, huh?
So what does he do?
He works in the fine foods division.
Your company has a fine foods division?
It's a big company. Now,
wait a second. You make food and robots?
No, the robots just work for them. All right, am I going to work?
Does anybody have a problem with that?
Yeah, lady, I do. I got a problem with that.
You want a problem? I'll give you a problem.
Oh, what are you going to do? You going to fire me?
You bet your ass I'm going to fire you. See you later.
Oh, well, I should get going. I've got a date tonight.
Oh, yeah? With who?
You know that girl I told you about who lives up in Poughkeepsie?
Yeah.
Yeah? Not her. Now, this is someone else I met, and I can't decide between the two of them. You know, the one from Poughkeepsie, even though she's a 2-hour train ride away, is really pretty, really smart, and a lot of fun. But this other girl, well, she lives right uptown. You know, she's just as pretty. I guess she's smart. She's not fun.
She's no fun. Why do you want to date her at all?
Well, I want to give her another chance. You know, she lives so close. And at the end of the date, the other time, she said something that was, if she was kidding, was very funny. On the other hand, if she wasn't kidding, she's not fun. She's stupid and kind of a racist.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey. Oh, how was your first day working at the restaurant?
Damn!
Oh, what happened to your fancy chef jacket?
They baked it. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to call a meeting. I'm going to fire you tonight.
You got it. Oh, oh.
What are you doing?
Still a tiny bit on fire there.
Oh, gotcha. I think you got it. Chandler, you have the best taste in men.
Well, like father, like son.
Patrick and I had such a great time last night. I mean, I think this could maybe turn into something serious.
Really? I thought you weren't even looking for something serious. I thought you were looking for some kind of a fling.
Well, you know, possibly. You didn't tell him that, though, right?
No.
You told this guy that I was looking for a fling? You don't tell the guy that!
Why not? I'd be thrilled if I heard that some hot girl was just looking to get... Oh, I see.
Between you telling him I wanted to have a fling and me putting out on the first date, oh, he's still going to get the wrong idea. Hey, Joey, could you pass the chicken?
Yeah. Listen, I prefer it if you didn't call me Joey. Because since I don't know anyone here, I thought it might be fun to try out a cool work nickname.
Hey, Dragon. Here's your tips on Monday and Tuesday.
Oh. Looks like there's like $300 in this one.
Yeah, people get pretty generous around the holidays. And it never hurts to wear tight trousers.
Okay. Did the waiters gather around to hear tonight's specials? Okay. First, there's a Chilean sea bass prepared with a mango relish on a bed. Why is nobody writing these down?
Because we can remember them.
And because you're all going to make up fake specials and make me cook them like you did the other night?
Well, sure, that too.
Okay, forget the specials for a minute. Here's the thing. For the last 2 weeks, I have tried really hard to create a positive atmosphere.
Can't hear you.
Positive atmosphere. But I've had it up to here. But from now on, it is going to be my way or the highway, all right? Does anybody have a problem with that? Hey, you guy. I said, does anybody have a problem with that?
No, ma'am.
Hey, he has a name. It's Dragon. You want to know your name? Check your hat. You get the hat, right?
What the hell just happened?
I am so, so sorry. I was going to do it, really. But then I was standing there with $327 in one hand and $238 in the other hand. And I was thinking, wow, it's been a long time since I had... $327 plus
$238. Joey, we had a deal. That's why you're here. I've got to fire you.
And I gotta pay rent. How about this? You don't fire me. Instead, I stay here, I gain their trust, and then they'll start listening to all the nice things I've been saying about you.
What kind of things you've been saying?
Well, nothing yet. They really hate you, and I want to fit in.
Hanukkah, Chandler and Monica, Mary, Mary.
Oh, you know what,
please? What?
I'm not Jewish, so.
Oh, Ross doesn't really decorate his tree with floss, but you don't hear him complaining, do you?
Bad dream?
I wasn't sleeping.
Oh, yeah? Then what was Phoebe's song about?
It's the one with the cat. I gotta go. I've got another date.
Oh, so did you pick one yet?
No, it turns out the one from Uptown was making a joke. But it was a different joke than I thought. It wasn't that funny. So I'm still torn.
Well, look, you know, you don't really like the one from Uptown, and you're too exhausted from dating the one in Poughkeepsie. So I say you just end them both. Okay, you take a train up to Poughkeepsie and you break up with her. And on your way back, you break up with Uptown, and then by the time you get home tonight, you're done.
You know what? You're right. Thank you.
Yeah. I had a similar problem when I lived in Prague.
Prague?
So much you don't know.
Yeah.
just ended things with me. Did you or did you not tell him that I was looking for a serious relationship?
I did. I absolutely did.
You idiot!
I'm sure you're right, but why?
You don't tell a guy that you're looking for a serious relationship. You don't tell the guy that. Now you scared him away.
Oh, man, I am sorry. I am so, so sorry.
You know, you should never be allowed to talk to people.
I know.
Oh, see, just now I'm right back where I started. Oh, this sucks. Being alone sucks.
Hey, you know what? You're going to meet somebody. You're a great catch. You know, when I was telling all those guys about you, I didn't have to lie once.
Really?
Yeah. You graduated magna cum laude, right?
No.
No, it doesn't matter. Hey, you know what? I got 2 tickets to tonight's Ranger game. You want to come with me?
Cute guys in little shorts? Sure.
Well, actually, it's a hockey team, so it's angry Canadians with no teeth.
Well, that sounds fun, too. Thank you.
Okay. Have you ever been with a woman?
What? Chiller, what is the matter with you?
So there is no good time to ask that question.
This nation is Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie.
Swordfish. Can you give me some more swordfish?
I don't speak English.
You did a minute ago.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Fine. Okay. Very funny. Somebody let me out, please.
Found that handle, did you?
It's not funny.
Well, that's not true.
I'm a good person. And I'm a good chef. And I don't deserve to have marinara sauce all over me. So what, if you want me to quit this band and all you do...
Hey, Chef Keller. And that little speech you made the other day? Well, I got a problem with it.
You do?
You bet I do. I just, wasn't listening then, so.
If you want a problem, I'll give you a problem.
What are you gonna do here? Are you gonna fire me?
You bet your ass I'm gonna fire you. Now get out of my kitchen. Get out! All right. Anybody else got a problem? How about you, Chuckles? You think this is funny now?
No.
How about if I dance around all covered in sauce, huh? You think it's funny now?
No, it's really good.
Good. Now take those salads to table 4. And you, get the swordfish. And you, get a haircut.
Last stop, Montreal. The stop is Montreal.
What?
I made a bet with myself that you had beautiful eyes. Now that I see them, I win.
What?
Well, that might stop. But would you like to have coffee?
Are we really in Montreal?
Yes, we are. So, coffee?
Coffee sounds great. Wait, so you live in Montreal?
Oh, no, but it's just a 2-hour ferry ride to Nova Scotia.
Well, I guess I should have thought about my wife and kids before I talked back to Chef Geller.
Thanks.
Yep, looks like it's going to be a lean Christmas at the Dragon House this year.
Enough.
Lean, lean, lean.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，点啊。